Welcome to this episode of the Security Clearance Careers Podcast, Clearcast, your source for security clearance, intelligence community, espionage, national security, and defense contracting updates. In our exclusive interviews with intelligence community and government leaders.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the second installment of Clearance Jobs Game Show. I am your host, Katie Helbling. I recently changed my name, so this is my debut. And I have my guest, Phoebe Wells, PR and Partnerships of Clearance Jobs, and she is being so vulnerable with us and being our guest for our second installment today. And so it's Women's History Month. And so we thought it was very fitting to talk about women's trivia. So we're going to be highlighting different facts from the U.S. military, other intelligence community icons. And so I'm so excited to get started. And my first question for you, Phoebe, I'm excited to see how you do this time. If you didn't see our first game show episode, you should go back and check it out. So my first question for you, Phoebe, when did women first serve in the U.S. Army?
Ooh.
It was way back when.
Oh, man. Sorry. I'm feel like.
All right. Time's up. So women have actually served in the U.S. Army since 1775. In the 18th century, American women tended to the wounded, washed and mended clothing, and they cooked for our male troops. So women have been serving for a long time now, which is exciting. And the roles have certainly expanded to all of the different ways that women support the U.S. Army and all of our armed forces. So now my second question, trivia question for you, Phoebe. What webinar did we do recently on one of the most amazing women who supported both the CIA and the FBI? Who was that woman?
That is Tracy Walder.
Yes, Tracy Walder. If you don't follow her on the Click Clock or TikTok. If you don't follow her on Instagram, I think she's also on Twitter or X. She has a very amazing story. And so you can also check out the highlights of that webinar and some of her story.
Also, the author of Unexpected Spy, which I am reading and it's so good.
That's she's excellent. I need to read a book. maybe I'd be a better guest at trivia if I read a book, but I certainly am fine being a host.
I couldn't even say anything on the first question. I'm like, I'm a bad woman.
Hey. No, we're all learning. Yes. We love you men, but we're highlighting the women and all the contributions that they have to national security. So my third question for you, who was the only American civilian woman during World War II to receive the Distinguished Service Cross for heroism and who was considered one of the OSSs that's prior to the CIA, one of their most outstanding agents?
I have absolutely no idea. I would love to find out.
So Virginia Hall, another icon, worked with the OSS and her sabotage operations against the Germans destroyed bridges, disrupted enemy communications. She also organized three free French battalions, distributed radios and weapons, aided downed airmen, and worked with the French resistance movement on many highly dangerous missions. So another badass woman in the intelligence community. So
one for three.
We're three wrong and one correct, Phoebes. I'm so proud of you. So which two women first served in the U.S. Coast Guard?
I'm so sorry. I don't know.
That's okay. For next month, you'll win that $20,000 that we're offering you. So in 1918, twins Genevieve and Lucille Baker became the two first women to serve in the U.S. Coast Guard.
And what year again?
1918.
Interesting. So this is news to me because that's honestly a lot sooner than I expected women to serve in the armed forces. And like the first eligibility for women to serve was a lot sooner than I knew.
No, that is true. So, I mean, we just came up on 100 years of women being able to serve in the U.S. Coast Guard. Okay, Phoebe, are you ready for your next question?
I am.
All right. Who was the secretary during World War II to Major William Donovan? He was the chief of OSS. And working for him was this woman in Washington, London, Brussels, and Paris. It's one of the most iconic women from the CIA in the 70s and 80s.
I think. Is that Eloise Page?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So, got one.
Yeah. Eloise Page, with the founding of the CIA, she transferred into the organization and really made espionage and intelligence her life's work. And so she served there from 75 until 87. She was the highest ranking female officer, the first female super grade, the agency's first female chief of station, one of the CIA's experts on terrorism. And on top of all that, she was the first woman to head a major intelligence community. So made incredible strides for women in the CIA and the intelligence community at large.
Yeah, that's a ton. So I would just now like to solicit any recommendations for books or documentaries on women in national security, because clearly your girl needs to learn. And
well, so shout out to our partners at Iron Butterfly Media, who are creating this documentary, kind of highlighting some of these fascinating women in the intelligence community and really making them a lot more relatable than maybe folks outside of this industry might feel like they can't relate. So shout out to that documentary that should be released hopefully soon.
Is Megan Jaffers an answer, a question on one of these? Because I know her.
She is always
I know her, and she's great.
Always the answer, Megan Jaffer. We love her always. And Katie Nockin Hopkins. So, all right. I don't know what number question this is, but when were women allowed to attend the various service academies? What year?
This is purely a guess, but let's do 1931.
Ooh, very wrong. Women weren't allowed to attend the four service academies until 1976.
Oh my God. Oh right? My God, that's horrible.
So think about it. 1775 in the U.S. Army, they're like, hey, ladies, come clean up our mess. And then, yeah. No, now you can attend the, you know, different service academies. Not until the 1970s.
200
yeah,
years later.
Crazy. Ay, ay, ay. Many strides when it comes to women in national security, but I think we still have further to go, of course. And so what woman became the first commander of an Air National Guard wing?
No idea. Tell me.
So this wasn't until 2004. So Colonel Linda McTagg became the first woman commander of an Air National Guard wing and also the first woman to command an Air Force fighter squadron.
Wow. Okay.
Badass lady from the sky.
Heck yeah.
So, okay, Phoebe, again, thank you for being vulnerable with us. I think you did fantastic. These are a lot of facts to sift through. And so I kind of threw you some curveballs. We talked about women in the military, women in the intelligence community. My last question for you, what are some of Clearance Job's favorite women groups in national security?
Ooh, well, we got NatSec Girl Squad, which is amazing. And y'all CJ content team ladies attended that conference recently-ish, kind of. And then, of course, Iron Butterfly Media. They are doing a great job telling the stories of women in national security and who clearly need to be amplified because they are not a part of the traditional history, at least, that I grew up learning. And, you know, that's a cop out to say like, hey, I don't know all this because I wasn't taught this in the history lessons. But it is interesting to think about that this is not really something that we focus on in high school and in college, even unless you take specific classes. It's definitely slanted toward one group. So, yeah.
Well, I will say, share this with your kids. Share this with, you know, your young girls. Yeah. Because, I mean, like you, Phoebe, I didn't know, even though I was just, you know, kind of down south of 95 from, you know, Northern Virginia, the DC area, I didn't have family that worked in the Department of Defense or intelligence community. And so I wasn't exposed to this industry until after I graduated college, even. And so, yeah, share this. You know, we need more bright minds in national security. We need more women at the table because solving some of these complex challenges, it takes diverse skill sets and diverse perspectives. So please share this, like and subscribe, what all those famous YouTubers say. And for more information on everything national security careers, you can always visit news.clearancejobs.com. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Clearcast. Hit the subscribe button and share this episode with your friends and colleagues. For more security clearance updates and national security career advice, subscribe to news.clearancejobs.com. If you have an active clearance, refresh your profile and search Cleared Careers at clearancejobs.com.